Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to be here in your ear again, chatting about design, business, all the things. Today, I am super excited to talk about the topic. Perhaps you've heard the quote before, be ready so you don't have to get ready. So last week's episode, we talked all about people are watching in a very positive way that can help transform, change, move forward your business. So today we're talking about having things in place so that when they are watching, when they do notice, when they do stumble across your website and your work, they have the right impression of who you are, what your business is, what your values are, what you offer in the industry, and what makes you so special and unique and worth, you know, inviting or sponsoring or any of the things that they might have in mind for you. So, and if you have, you know, if you actually share who you are, what you do, it might give them an idea of something new that they would like to do just with you because you do this wonderful, amazing thing that now inspires them. And they have a new idea as well. So but let's start by just picturing. Imagine like the greatest person you can think of in the industry. Maybe it's like your knitting, designing, crocheting idol, your favorite designer or yarn dyer. Maybe it's a big publication or some business in the industry. To you, it's like, if I were to like know them personally, that would be like the most amazing thing that could happen in my business or for my business life or, you know, whatever. So let's imagine that now they have stumbled across your work, whether they heard about you from somebody or it was just popped up in their feed as a recommendation or whatever the reason, maybe in a Google search. All right. So if they stumbled across your Instagram or whatever your preferred social media is, what would they think? Would they be attracted to who you are as a person, your personality, and your business offerings? Would they know who you are? Would they know what your brand personality is like? Would they know what you sell in your business? Would they know what makes you unique as a business owner and in your offerings, but maybe also as a person? Would you stand out in their eyes? Would it be worth them, or, you know, would they be interested in opening one of those posts and reading the caption? Would they be intrigued to watch your reel? Would they be interested in clicking the link in your bio or your caption or your description or whatever? Would they be enticed? Would they be like, oh, this is a really, really interesting person that I am curious about. I want to get to know more. And then once they get on your website, you can also flip this. Imagine they get on your website first. The order doesn't matter. Go through both scenarios in your head. All right, now they are on your website. Is their experience there going to be amazing? Is it going to be one that they're going to recommend? Or are they going to be like, I couldn't find anything on there? There's no way I would send anyone to that website. There's no way I would send anyone to that Instagram. There's no way I would send anyone to XYZ, that Patreon, that whatever it is that you're offering. Or would it be like, this is a super amazing person. I can totally tell their personality from their marketing. I totally resonate with the stories they're sharing. I totally resonate with their style, or I think it's amazing what they're contributing to the industry with their unique XYZ. Would it be clear to them who you are, what you do, how you serve, where they can contact you, where they can purchase any of your products from you? Would it be easy to navigate? Would it be something that would leave a lasting impression on them that is a positive experience? And then you can also, you know, you can do this with, all right, like your Ravelry page or your Lovecrafts page. Lovecrafts you can't do so much with, but let's say your Ravelry page or your Etsy shop, your GoSadie landing page. If they were to hop on there, what would they see? How would they feel? Would they be interested in reaching out? So this can go into, you know, your messaging, your photography, you know, how often you share about who you are, what you do, your pinned items up at the top. That could be, you know, like on Ravelry, you can create like the collections, or on Instagram, you can pin posts and reels. And are those things that are really showcasing your brand and you and your offerings and what just makes you so special? And then, you know, like on social media, on your website, are you really showcasing your branding stories? Are you telling people over and over again, you know, just different angles of who you are and what you serve and how you serve and what you provide? All of those things. Is it super clear? Or would they have to go back 3 years into your Instagram archive in order to find any of that information? And then, you know, something that I brushed over just quickly was, can they contact you? but if, you know, especially if they land on your website, is there a way to like reach out to you? Is there a contact form on your website? Do you have your email address on your website? Do you tell them to reach out to you on Instagram? If so, do you have your Instagram linked on there? All of those things. And then of course, you know, we could talk about customer service once you do get a message, whether it's on Ravelry, your email, or your website, or whatever, so that it doesn't remain an unread message for 6 months and then you don't respond and then you lose it because of that. Yeah, just really being super aware of what people are saying, and not only your ideal audience, but maybe people who have, you know, could have an amazing opportunity waiting for you. They're just looking for the right person, and maybe you're the right person. But if your website, if your social media, if your presence online doesn't show that, you might miss the opportunity. And I don't want to say that in like a scarcity mindset kind of way. I don't want to, like, that's not meant to be like a fearful thing. Like, I don't want you to feel fearful of like, I'm going to miss out on opportunities, because I do believe more opportunities will come. And maybe there's a reason the timing just isn't right for you anyway. Alrighty, so that's like their first initial what they see, right? So like in the last podcast episode, I shared about, you know, summit opportunities that I got because people found me. And they saw through what I've shared online that I felt like a good fit for what they were doing. And then And, you know, gave them confidence that I had some level of expertise, that I knew what I was talking about, that I could provide value for their summit, all of those things. Okay, so then let's talk about what happens next. So I kind of just alluded to it. If somebody reaches out to you, do they get an automated response? How long does it take you to respond? How professional is your response? And that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, sound like you are working in corporate America, but being polite and respectful, friendly, basically anything except for really rude and a poor communicator or difficult to communicate kind of person. And then, you know, like, if they join your email list, well, what is their experience then? What is your email funnel like? What kind of does it share with them? If they decide that they want to maybe feature product, maybe they don't reach out to you at all, but they decide they want to feature something in their newsletter or whatever, blog, any of those things. What is the experience when, like, say they purchase that item to see what it's like? What is the checkout experience like? What is it like when they receive your pattern? What if they work through your pattern? And is it filled with a bunch of errors? Is it, you know, all of those things? And this isn't to say that everything should fit all of the big names you can think of that have a big influence. No, we still have our branding, right? We still have very specific who we are, who we serve. So that will attract the folks of influence who have similar values, who have similar interests, who have similar, you know, like they still fit our audience, right? So just think about like the experience of, you know, what happens if somebody really important to you in your head experiences your work as a customer. Is that something that you're going to be impressed with? Something that they're going to want to share? Yada, yada, yada. And then, all right, what if you do take a collaboration? What if you do take a sponsorship? What if you do take a teaching opportunity? What if they do share it with their email list? What if they do share it with their blog post and in their blog post? And maybe you won't know about it. Some of those scenarios, obviously, yes, you will know about it. You could get things ready last minute as much as you possibly could. But if you don't know about it, and suddenly you have a whole bunch of people from their audience coming to your website to purchase your things, all of those things, what is that experience going to be like? Now, for us as like pattern designers, if you're primarily selling patterns, that isn't such a big deal for you. Sure, you might have more inquiries, you might have people who are confused about things. You'll have an influx of possibly people to respond to. Is that something you're able to handle? But also, or like if you have something you're offering that isn't just a download. So maybe it's a course with limited spots. Maybe it's a Patreon that you specifically are writing a letter, or you are doing something time intensive for every single new member. Maybe it's shipping physical products. Maybe it's you sell the hand-knit items and you knit them to order. Now, what happens if you end up with five people ordering all at the same time? Five people joining your class or your membership, your Patreon, whatever, all at the same time. What if you have 10, 20, 50, 100 people? What is your business actually able to handle? And so this is important to think of, like how things are set up. So maybe you put caps on things. So, all right, I can only sell up to, you know, these many places in my membership at this tier level per month, or There's only this many spots in my class. Now, what if the class fills? Are you going to create a new class? You can communicate expectations and have a backup plan for that as well. And then like custom orders, are you going to put like a cap on? All right, I'll take this many custom orders per month. If I get more, do you have somebody that maybe you would want to outsource to? But really knowing what your capacity is, what your business can handle, having your business set up to handle as much as you feel good about, having things automated as much as you can help so much. And you don't have to pay for every single automation in order to make this a reality and a possibility. So really just being mindful of like, all right, what happens if somebody who's watching comes across my work? What happens if they experience my work? And now what happens if a whole bunch of people from their audience now is purchasing? What does that maybe do to my stress levels? What does that do to my capacity? What does that do to their user experience? Does that make a difference on what their user experience is? Does it make it a less enjoyable experience? Do they miss out on value? Just understanding all of that before you, especially before you commit to something of a large scale. You know, maybe that is being on national TV, maybe that is being in your local newspaper, whatever it looks like for you, just being aware of what the potential influx could do to your business and your customers. So that doesn't mean that you have to have the top tier of everything. That doesn't mean you have to have in place somebody to, knit all of these, potential custom orders. It doesn't mean you have to have, like, always be on your toes waiting for this to happen. You don't need to spend extra time and resources on all this stuff, but it's really being aware of, all right, if something big did happen, am I set up for that? If I am going out, especially if I'm seeking something bigger, if I am seeking that larger audience, if I am seeking those opportunities, if I have committed to or agreed to any of those opportunities, being extremely mindful of, all right, what does this picture look like? What is the customer experience look like? What is this going to do for my brand? If you suddenly have a huge influx and then it creates a very poor customer experience, now they might all go complain and it puts a bad reputation to your brand name and your business name. So just trying to avoid some of those things and make it as positive of an experience for you and for your customer. Just being aware, being prepared, having things set in place, being ready so you don't have to get ready, so that you don't have to be quote unquote fighting out the fires as things come up. So that if somebody reaches out to you and is like, hey, I want to share this on my blog of 3 million viewers that are super engaged on Friday, and today is Wednesday, that now you aren't spending the next 48 hours frantically trying to get your website in a place where people can actually use it, frantically trying to get things in place so that you can handle the volume, frantically trying to respond to customer emails once the influx happens. Really setting yourself up so we don't have all of that. Those emotions of frustration and anger and overwhelm and all of those things that could happen. Because obviously this is super exciting. You want to be able to soak it in. You want to be able to celebrate. You want to be able to ex be excited. Sure, maybe it's going to bring in a lot more work, which, it's time, energy, all of those things. But that's also what you're working for, right? That's what you're trying to do. So let's not add any more work on top of that that we don't need to. So Have the things in place so when somebody comes across you, they have a positive experience. And then work to have things in place so that you can handle a certain volume. One thing is also website volume. And so if you maybe you want to check and see like, all right, how much can my website actually handle in volume? I don't feel like that's as big of an issue for us as some industries. There are some industries that have a lot of issues with there's suddenly a huge influx of customers all at the same time, and then it shuts down the website. We absolutely have seen it for sure, especially with like yarn shops, yarn companies is when I've where I've mostly seen it. So it absolutely can happen. But just being aware of, all right, what's the capacity of my website? What is my website able to handle? And being aware of that as well. So, and then yeah, just have systems in place, automations in place. They have so much already. Like that, those things are already going to save you time with a lower volume, and then it will make things move even more smoothly at a higher volume. So I hope this doesn't scare you. I hope this doesn't make you fearful. I hope it makes you excited to think about the what ifs of success, the what ifs of people watching you and getting seen and getting shared. And that it just kind of inspires you and motivates you to know why some of these things are super important. Of course, they're important for our audience, the audience that we already have coming in, but why it can be important and valuable on an even larger scale, and how these things, laying these foundations, getting these things in place, that they are not, a waste of time. I say that cautiously because there are things that we can spend a lot more time on than we really need to, so that they can maybe become something that you're quote unquote wasting your time on. But preparing for a successful business, that is not a waste of time. It is saving yourself a lot of emotions and energy when the time does come. When that thing does happen, that opportunity does come, and you have that influx, whatever it looks like, and it's going to look different for you based on what your offerings are, based on who the audience coming in is. Not everything is going to be a huge influx all at the same time. That mostly happens, like if it's a first come, first serve, limited time opportunity or offer or free item or that kind of thing, where it's like, all right, you have to come at exactly this time. That's usually when I have seen that websites are crashing. The load is too high for the website. But yeah, so I just hope this makes you excited. I hope it also helps inform you, gives you some things to think about on maybe you're trying to reach out to different collaborations, you're trying to get the next big thing, or maybe you've started to have people notice you. You've started to have people looking out, and you want to just make sure that things are in good shape for whatever the future might hold. So you've got this. I'm so excited, so proud of you. I can't wait for that big thing to come for you. It might be tomorrow. Might be 5 years from now. That is one of the things that I find a little bit difficult, I guess, especially as a planner in business, is you don't know. But you've totally got this. As always, if you have any questions, go ahead and reach out. Our next conversation here on the podcast is going to be a guest conversation, and we have Kinsey from Feel Good Social and Authentic AI back with us again, and we're talking about genuine content. So, genuine content is valuable for this conversation, because You know, that's what helps set you apart. That's what is going to get attention. That is how people are going to know if you're a good fit and if they want to share you. So, alrighty. Thank you so much for joining. And I can't wait to hear all about what you're doing in your business to be ready so you don't have to get ready. I'll see you on the next one. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.